Good afternoon. This is Mandy Bellings with KSOM News. Governor Branstad received notification yesterday that President Obama has authorized a presidential major disaster declaration for six counties impacted by ongoing flooding conditions along the Missouri River since May 25th. The declaration by the president will provide federal funding to Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Pottawatomie, and Woodbury counties under the Public Assistance Program. As floodwaters recede, additional assistance will be sought for the restoration of damaged public infrastructure. The DNR is restricting boating operation on Lake Manawa to no wake speeds, effective immediately. No recreational boating is allowed on the Missouri River at this time, and Lake Manawa is experiencing higher than normal recreational boating. Lake Manawa State Park hosts an estimated 1.5 million park visits per year, the highest total in the Iowa State Park system. The park is currently open for day use only. Due to flood concerns, the campground is closed through August. The Iowa Department of Transportation is reporting that Iowa 175 is closed from Interstate 29 west across the Missouri River into Nebraska due to flooding. This is the river crossing between Onawa, Iowa and Decatur, Nebraska. Severe riverbank erosion caused by flooding along the east abutment of the Decatur Bridge has prompted the closure. The Iowa DOT, Burt County, Nebraska Bridge Commission, and Nebraska Department of Roads will be conducting an assessment of the situation to determine what, if any, measures can be taken to prevent further erosion and make the bridge safe for travel. The public will be informed as additional information becomes available. The duration of the closure is unknown at this time. The Iowa Department of Transportation is announcing plans to temporarily close US 30 between Missouri Valley and Blair, Nebraska, beginning Wednesday at 8:30 a.m. The purpose of the closure is to install a trap bag flood control barrier along the south side of the roadway. The public will be notified when the roadway is reopened to travel. And flood mitigation work will continue along Interstate 29 near Blencoe through the end of this week, according to the Iowa Department of Transportation. Northbound I-29 is closed between exits 105 and 112. You can follow the detour on Monona County Road K-45. When the northbound lanes of I-29 reopen, a flood barrier wall will be in place on both the outside and inside shoulders of the highway. The National Weather Service confirms that a tornado touched down in Carroll County Sunday night. Jeff Johnson, warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Des Moines, says it was 50 yards wide and ripped a 2.5 mile path west to east.
Hit a hawk confinement, and then a couple other homes were hit, and I think there was some damage to a Morton building. No significant damage to homes that we saw.
Johnson says the tornado was labeled an EF1.
This particular one was about 95 at its peak intensity. The EF1 actually goes from 86 to 110 miles an hour. This was, you know, kind of a fairly small tornado. And I should point out, around it, we had quite a bit of this straight-line wind damage.
Johnson says straight wind damage was quite prevalent across the region Sunday evening.
Yeah, there was a phenomenon called a wake low, and that's kind of a technical term, but that occurred after the line of thunderstorms went through. Sometimes there's a recovery in the atmosphere that it goes on, and in this case, it was very strong and produced, you know, actually severe level straight-line winds from the southeast behind the storm. And that was widespread over seven counties in west central Iowa. So, and it did produce wind speeds well into the 70s, even up to 80.
Johnson says there was also a lot of flash flooding, in particular Adams County. The Atlantic Police Department reports four arrests. On Monday, 21-year-old Teresa Sutton of Atlantic was arrested for unauthorized use of a credit card or forgery. Also on Monday, 21-year-old Devin Register of Atlantic was arrested for violation of probation. Today, 23-year-old Joseph Fredrickson and 20-year-old Andrew Rice, both of Atlantic, were arrested for fifth-degree theft. All four individuals were transported to the Cass County Jail. A Red Oak man was arrested on a Page County warrant for second-degree theft. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested 20-year-old Michael Eugene Sickles on Sunday and turned him over to the Page County Sheriff's Office, where he was held on $5,000 bond. Tobacco sales to minors fell to an all-time low in 2010 after increasing in 2009, according to a report by the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Retailers in the United States sold tobacco to minors 9.3% of the time, which is the lowest in the program's 14-year history. Carla Akers is the Community Tobacco Prevention Coordinator through a community partnership grant in Cass County.
I think that the organization that conducts those trainings to owners of businesses that sell and have licenses to sell tobacco products have done a great job at training those people. But I will say that the big tobacco companies have not stopped their advertising and targeting our young people. They're still getting it somewhere.
In 2009, 22 states had violation rates of less than 10%. The number increased to 34 in 2010. Violations increased in 14 states despite the national downward trend. And in less than a month, Ragbri riders will be making their way to Atlantic for the overnight stay on July 24th, and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce is still looking for housing to host the more than 1,500 people.
Some of the different types of groups we have, we've got a Christian Bible study group from West Point, New York. It's a group of 13 members. We've got another group that's a family of three, and they're first-time Ragbri riders, you know, and they're all adults, but it's the first time riding, and they're from Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Got another group that's a group of about 11 people, and they come from all over. You know, they're physician assistant nurses. We've got a French teacher, computer engineer, you know, a little bit of everything. So these are just regular folks who are looking to, you know, spend the night either in a backyard, front yard, or the floor of a home in Atlantic, and we need all the help we can get.
Chamber Director Ann McCurdy said if you are interested in housing one of these groups, contact the chamber at 243-3017 or fill out a form online at www.atlanticiowa.com/ragbri. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Bellings.